That's 7 election officials convicted of crimes in a 3-year period. It's extraordinary. And it's probably not an exhaustive list of all of the officials in Philadelphia who committed election crimes, because many are never caught. Remember, in any other state, it would be a rare thing for a single election official to be convicted of an election crime. If there is any jurisdiction in the country in which Republicans have a strong reason to watch the vote counters, it's Philadelphia. Not to mention the fact that it is their legal right to do so and a sound practice in any jurisdiction. So when Philadelphia area election officials exclude Republicans from observing what's going on, that should sound the alarm bells. As the apocryphal quote attributed to Joseph Stalin goes, "It's not the people who vote that count, it's the people who count the votes." In Philadelphia, it's both. Republicans are absolutely correct to seek a judicial order pausing the vote counting until poll watchers, for both sides, are allowed to observe. Chris W. Kobach is an expert in immigration law and election fraud. He was a professor of constitutional law during 1996 to 2011 at the University of Missouri-KC. He was the Secretary of State of Kansas during 2011 to 2019. He authored and defended in court the Kansas law that introduced photo ID and proof of citizenship requirements for voting,